Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Meaning of Life by Gerald Frierson is a unique and different take on life itself and the way God intended us to live it. The Meaning of Life is a book about life. Life teaches us that we have many choices or no choice at all. What The Meaning of Life does in a very unique way is go through all the parameters we should use when making decisions and deriving meaning from life. Gerald has a Bachelor of Arts degree in Criminal Justice from Temple University, also graduated from the PGA Paralegal School. It's during this education that he developed his unique and clever writing style. As a writer, he plans to use this ability to help other people get the most out of their lives and by helping others do the same, get the most out of his life. That's a life's work for Gerald, and The Meaning of Life is his first book. Gerald Frierson is with us on This Week in America. Gerald, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us. Really a fascinating book, something that we all talk about from time to time, The Meaning of Life, and you've written a book about it to help us all get through this. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I'm a very analytical person. I like to analyze life and how God intended us to live it. And I just felt like people would benefit from what I was thinking. And I felt it was just too important for me to just keep it to myself.
Well, you've got some keys here and some keys that make sense. And I can see that analytical mind at work as you're writing this book, The Meaning of Life. Let's start off with the very first thing people should know about life. Let's get very basic. What's the first thing we should know?
Well, the first thing we should know about life is that nobody's perfect and that we're all imperfectly imperfect. And that what that is the imperfect is the process of not being perfect all the time, which is kind of like when we make our mistakes, just don't beat yourself up about it because you know you're not perfect. And we should try to lift each other up instead of beating each other down. And about life, and just lift each other up, and that we're not perfect, and then God never intended us to be perfect, just imperfectly imperfect.
Well, yeah, those words are so important because so many times we'll make a mistake and we spend the rest of the day regretting that mistake or going back and thinking what we could have done, should have done differently, and it's there. We are imperfect, and because of that, we will make mistakes. I said something in the beginning that you talk about, and I really wanted to get your explanation of this. What do you mean when you say life teaches us that we have many choices or no choice at all?
Well, like I said, God is the reason why we live, but how we live is totally up to us. We don't decide when we're born. We don't decide who we're born to. We don't decide what culture we're born into, but how we live is we have many choices. We can choose how we decide to live, what we decide to do for work, how we decide to live our lives. But even that's not really a whole decision because it's basically based on what you want out of life. And if you want certain things out of life, you got to do certain things. So in that way, there's really no choice there either. But we have many choices in the choices that we do have. And that we don't have any choice because we choose life over death. And most people don't choose death. So you have really no choice at all. But there's many different choices we must choose between life and death.
Interesting. Gerald Frierson is our guest on the program. That's Frierson. The book is The Meaning of Life. Gerald's website is gfrierson.com. You'll find the book as well at the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link in on to Gerald's website and get all of the information. You say so many things that are thought-provoking, and here's another one. What do you mean when you say one and one does not equal two? that gets your attention when you read that. What do you mean by that?
I mean that, let's just take, for example, if you take the man and the woman, when they truly combine and have a baby together, that's three people or one family. Hence, three or one, never two. And if you think about it, the sum of each part is greater. The sum is always greater than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
So really, 1 + 1 cannot equal 2, by definition. Because if you two things truly combine, you cannot uncombine without changing how we view life. You know?
Yeah.
Because once things truly combine, the only way they're going to equal 2 is if the mother, the father, or the baby leaves the relationship. And who wins that?
Thought-provoking. And that's what you'll have a lot of thought-provoking moments where you, it'll take a while as you're reading The Meaning of Life, because it will give you a lot to think about, not only when you're reading the book, but after that, you'll be going back through some of the things that Gerald is talking about and giving it much more thought, and you'll be a better person for doing that. What do you think God wants to teach us most about life? What's key to him, do you think?
Sacrifice. God wants to teach us that we all need to make sacrifice in order for the world not to just survive, but thrive. If you take the story of Adam and Eve, he put the wisdom tree in the Garden of Eden to teach Adam and Eve about sacrifice. Because he said that they could enjoy everything in the garden except the fruit from the tree, from the wisdom tree.
And you got a whole chapter in that in the book, don't you, where you're talking about sacrifice and how important that is.
Yeah. Because you cannot learn obedience without sacrifice, because you can't have everything. And if the way we learn how to use and take care of what God has freely and abundantly given us is through sacrifice. And Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. He gave up his life so that we all might live. So that's why you can see there, God made the biggest sacrifice of all. So that's why you know sacrifice is the most important thing in the Bible. It's the first lesson of the Bible.
Yes, and that's all laid out in Gerald's book, The Meaning of Life. Gerald's website is G. Frierson, and Frierson is spelled F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N, J. Frierson, themeaningoflife.com. It's available at Amazon as well, and you can link on directly to Gerald's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You use the term student-teacher in the book, The Meaning of Life, as well. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, student-teacher is an occupation I created in the chapter called What is God's Salvation? A Narration by God. And the key to that chapter is that God is the chapter is narrated by God. So the key is that when you look at that chapter, right, the student teacher in that chapter is God. And he's the only one qualified to really be the student teacher. Because as I say in the book, all the best teachers give you all the questions, all the answers, and then they help you match them up. And God is most qualified to do that. And we should all follow his lead and learn life that way. We just get all the, we look, search out for all the questions, all the answers, and then match them up. And we will learn, we'll come out a lot better for it and teach each other.
Yes.
At the same time.
I love
and
that.
God teaches us by being a student teacher himself.
I love that wisdom, The Meaning of Life by Gerald Frierson, our guest on the program. Something else, you've used the phrase, life was always meant to be challenging, but yet not difficult. Talk about that, because we find life challenging and sometimes difficult. Talk about what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, it's that it depends on how you see it. If you see life as difficult, you'll tend to quit at the first sign of trouble. But if you see life is challenging, you tend to do whatever you need to do to be successful in life. You just have to work your way through it.
Again, very important wisdom in the book, The Meaning of Life. You also say God is human too. You sort of break that God down and gives us a different perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we often think of God as being some spirit that just can't relate to us. But the thing is, he created Adam in his own image. So he had to know what we'd be like. And he understands us better than we realize. Because he created us. So he knows what we're about. He knows what we're thinking, how we feel. And he even had a son that died. So he knows the feeling of loss too.
Gerald Frierson, our guest on the program, talking about his book, The Meaning of Life. The book's available at the usual places and at Gerald's website, gfrierson.com. You talk about that we all were given a human spirit at birth, and that will never lead us wrong. We just need to follow that. How difficult is that to understand? We have that human spirit that will not lead us wrong.
Well, at birth, we get a human spirit, which is the only part of it that really belongs to God, because he deals with us. He stops speaking to us when Jesus died on the cross, really. And we have to speak to God through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And he feeds our spirit. That's the way he doesn't talk directly to us. He feeds our spirit, which leads us to what we need to know. It might come in dreams or intuition, just things you can't really understand how you knew how to do or how you knew to be successful at with your own understanding. And when you learn to follow the spirit, God can talk directly to God because he talks you through your spirit.
The name of the book is The Meaning of Life. What do you want us as readers to get out of your book? What do you hope that the takeaway is when somebody reads The Meaning of Life? What do you hope we get from it?
The ultimate goal of the reading Meaning of Life is to have everybody reads it to discover their purpose in life and to realize that you're not perfect and that if we all work together, that we can all be imperfectly imperfect and become our best selves.
And you'll get that from the book, The Meaning of Life. Gerald Frierson, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. You've worked with Reader's Magnet in getting the word out there on the book. What has that experience been like for you, working with them?
Well, it's been good. They've helped me develop the website. They helped me promote my book. It's me just talk to them on the phone stuff. I've been in contact with them. They're easy to contact over the phone, stuff like that.
Well, what has this experience been like for you? I mentioned this has been a life's work, and your first book. So what has this been like in working on the book, getting it out there, and then talking to people about the book? What is this? I mean, you're a published author now. What has this been like for you?
It's been great. I mean, I've been talking about the book ever since it was written. Even before then, trying to get people to interested in the book, see if people would be interested in the book, because I wrote some of the stories before and I let people read them. Most of the time, people found them interesting. And before I even decided to get it published.
What are you working on now? Is there a follow-up to this? Do you have another book you're working on?
No, not at this time.
Oh, that mind of yours, you have to have something in mind that you've got to share, like I said, this analytical mind that you talk about that's going to guide us through things. I guess, though, once you take on The Meaning of Life, that's a pretty big topic to take on. How long did it take you from the time you decided to actually write this book until it was published?
I wasn't really paying attention to how much time it took, but I imagine it took maybe about a year, a little less than a year.
Interesting. And you found the media. Well, let me ask you that. How are you with life in researching this, telling us about it, that what you found with your mind as you were going back through this? Has this been a help for you as well? Did you get some answers to questions about the meaning of life in preparing for this book that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, it's been a long journey for me in figuring out life myself, and I just wanted to just share it with people so that they can get more out of life, so that they can get the most out of life.
Well, and you've done an excellent job with it. You know, it's one thing as we all go through life and we just sort of tolerate it and move on. You give us some reasons. There are questions, there are answers. If we follow what Gerald is talking about in the book, it helps us get through a lot of maybe more difficult times before we had someone that was there to give us a little bit of guidance. The book is The Meaning of Life by Gerald Frierson. His website is G Frierson. Frierson, themeaningoflife.com. Gerald, it's been fun having you on the program. Excellent job with your first book. Hopefully you'll be working on something else. We need to keep that mind active and helping other people get through difficult situations. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It has been our pleasure. The guest is Gerald Frierson, author of the book, The Meaning of Life, the book available on his website, G. Frierson, themeaningoflife.com. You'll find it, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.